What does it mean to be a drifter, and how can that affect the man or the woman you are supposed to be? Hey, it's Dean Graziosi, and welcome to the Own Your Future podcast, Behind the Scenes edition, where each week on a Thursday, we go over in about 8 minutes or less the prior interview. If you didn't see the interview with Eben Pagan, I would suggest to go watch it, share it. It is so good. We went down so many different roads in that interview that I want to make sure that I really anchor it in here today. Eben was a guy who had a crappy job making about 75 bucks a week. He was in he said he had long hair, played the guitar in a band, hopefully at his best gig would make $75 for a gig, and just kind of drifted for a long time until one day he didn't. So we'll talk about drifting. But he went from that to locking himself in a room and entering the industry that I get to be in and Tony Robbins is in, and hopefully you'll be in someday, where you get to lock onto something that you have a niche for, that you have a desire for, that you studied, that you have an expertise or a skill in, and sharing that information with others. It's called the knowledge industry, the self-education industry. You're selling what you know. It used to be an industry for other people. Now it's an industry for everybody. And you get to see his evolution to go on within a short period of time, and I'm not saying you're gonna do this. That's why you gotta listen to the interview. He built a $25 million a year business and then sold it, helping people date. Here's what I wanna talk about. So what is drifting? First off, drifting. I got that word from Napoleon Hill in the book Outwitting the Devil. If you never read it or listened to it, it's a damn good book. Whatever your beliefs are, he just puts self-doubt, imposter syndrome, whatever you want to call it, in the hands of the devil. And this book is about a conversation he had. And the way the book sounds, I don't think it was made up in his head. I think he believes he had a conversation with the devil. If you don't know who Napoleon Hill is, he's kind of the founder of personal development in this era. He wrote Think and Grow Rich, which is the personal development book. But in the interview, he talks about drifting. I had my kids read the book, and it talks about drifting when he asked the devil, why are so many people not successful? Why do they wait? And he says, because I scare them. They get in their heads. And when they do, they drift. If you think about it, he said, if I can get them to have self-doubt, if I can get them to watch the negative news, if I can get to think they're not good enough, or maybe I'll dabble in this and, oh, that didn't work, I'll dabble here. Oh, people talked about me. He goes, all I need to get them to do at a young age is just step back and wait for the perfect moment. And 10, 20, 50 years goes by like that, and they drifted their whole life and never lived into who they're supposed to be, and I win. I've made them drifters. They're unhappy, and then So it's a silly analogy, but also a little scary and kind of hits home, doesn't it? How many of us drift, wait, perfect moment, perfect time, perfect president, perfect economy, perfect support from people we love? And when we don't have that all lined up, when the perfection isn't there, we drift. And how fast the last 5 years gone by for you? It's gone pretty damn fast for me. So in this interview with Eben, he was drifting for a bit in the band. Not that anything wrong with being in a band. Had to take kindergarten twice. He struggled a little bit in school. Didn't finish high school. Dropped out of high school. But then ended up in a community college. Dropped out of the community college. Drifting until one day he didn't want to drift anymore. He got disturbed with living in a little camper. He got disturbed with not having a life of freedom. Got disturbed with not having choices. Sometimes we just got to get disturbed. No matter where you are, if you're not happy, if the outside world thinks everything's perfect, but internally you're not happy, you must get disturbed. So you get disturbed within action. And one day he said, hey, I think this sales thing looks good. And he tried real estate and realized you actually have to sell. And he looked at sales through the wrong lens at the time. And selling didn't go good at first until he realized, hey, I could actually help people. Selling isn't a bad thing. It's actually a skill I haven't learned. And if I sell him something good, I'm actually helping him. And when all that clicked, he started the momentum. And like I said earlier, he wrote an ebook, put it out there for sale, started getting more and more momentum. Now, his first ebook was How to Date Better for Men. And he said he remembered people writing in and said, where's your PhD? Where's your expertise? He's like, well, I don't have a PhD. But I know how to get dates with great women. So if that's your outcome, I can help you. If you want to learn from a doctor, then I'm not your guy. And that's one of the other beliefs that he busted was, hey, hey, we all have an expertise. We all have the opportunity. As I've heard Tony say a lot of times is, when you start in this industry, you're like a musician singing someone else's songs. When you sing them enough, you realize I could write my own. He started with Jim Rohn. I started Tony Robbins. He started with dating advice that he read over and over. And plus in his own life, he went on to build a $25 million a year dating business and then exited from it and then went into being a coach. He's got such an amazing life. He still serves every day because the foundation of all of this is you first learn to realize you have more value in your life experience than you could ever imagine once you know how to unlock it. And then we get to be coaches, whether that is a course, a mastermind, an ebook, a community, a consultant. We get to coach for a living with experiences that we've had. Join a billion-dollar a day industry and help others. Sign me up. That's what I said 27 years ago when I bought Tony Robbins' course. Thanks so much for making the Own Your Future podcast one of the top podcasts in the world in its category. I'm humbled. I'm grateful. I'm here for you. If you want to say thank you, then just live into the man or the woman you're supposed to be. And if you know someone that needs to hear this message, we'd appreciate the share, the follow, and the subscribe. We'll see you next week.